We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to everybody. How are you doing? What's the great stewards of the land doing today? It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. She's warm out there. I'm sure you guys have noticed, except you people up there around Laverne and Slap Out and the May Ranch and Freedom and Buffalo, you're in the low 80s, actually. Wow. Anyway, 100 degrees. At Hollis and Altus, 101 at Mangum, 100 at Eric, 97 at Butler, 84 at Woodward, 85 at Medford, out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 101 at Miami, 101 at McLean, 101 at Wellington, and 100 at Odell. She's warm. Man, just a couple more days, guys. Hang in there with these triple digits, and it looks like it'll be downhill from there on temperature, so hang in there. Be all right. Nothing exciting happening at the Clark Farms. Wife visiting her family. And what else is there? The dogs and I are taking care of the peanuts in the high tunnel. We talked about it last year one time about varmints, mainly raccoons. You guys, please, please, when you get a chance, do something at your place with the raccoons. There's actually a lot more raccoons in your at your place than what you think. And yes, I know I live along the river. But last night, after moving the irrigation around 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, anyway, I'm up to ridding my place of 31 coons in the last basically 3 weeks. That's a lot of raccoons. And they do a lot of damage to our feed piles. You guys know that. You can't leave a sack of cake out for nothing. They love your cantaloupe and watermelons. But one of the big things is they're kind of hard on our quail population. So anyway, any chance you get to get rid of some raccoons, skunks, possums, whether you trap them, take them 4 or 5 miles away to somebody's place you don't like or whatever. But anyway, help out. I'm not joking. 31 coons me and the dogs have done away with in a 80 acre area in the last 3 weeks. 31. I don't know if they've got landline down there on the river or the creeks or in the trees, and they can send out smoke signals that, hey, Jimmy's Chinese buffet is open on the peanuts. I don't know what's going on, but it's crazy. They got in my high tunnel for the first time last night, and we've got rid of 31 in the last 3 weeks. So there was two of them in the high tunnel last night. They're no longer in the area, but it's crazy. Anyway, so if you get a chance, get rid of them varmints one way or the other. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean futures were modestly higher overnight on signs of demand as hot weather returns to the Midwest. U.S. exporters sold 198,000 metric tons of soybeans to China, 100,000 tons of corn to Mexico, 105,000 tons of soybean meal to Vietnam, and 132,000 tons went to a John Doe country, according to the USDA yesterday. On Wednesday, the agency reported soybean sales of 132,000 tons to China, 121,000 tons to a John Doe buyer. China bought an additional 132,000 tons, and Mexico purchased 239,492 tons of U.S. soybeans. Hot weather is expected in parts of the Corn Belt through the middle of next week. The National Weather Service forecasts triple-digit heat indexes for part of several states, including Iowa, Wisconsin, and Missouri. Iowa is still drought-free, which is cool. As a matter of fact, I might bring up the drought map here in a minute and see what's happening in Oklahoma. Nearly a tenth of Illinois, 9.4%, was suffering from abnormally dry conditions. And then Iowa and Illinois, as you guys well know, are the biggest producers of corn and soybeans in the United States. Overnight, soybean futures for November delivery come up 3¾ cents to 965¼ a bushel overnight. Soybean, that was in Chicago, soybean meal fell $1.20 to $302.90 in a short ton, and soy oil added 59.59 cents to 39.57 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery rose a quarter to 393¾ a bushel. Wheat futures fell 4 cents to $5.31½ a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost 3¼ overnight to $5.41¾ a bushel. Corn and soybean sales for export dropped to a marketing year low as the 23-24 season nears an end, coming up here about September 1st. Corn sales in 7 days in August was reported at 119,000 metric tons. That's down 1% from the previous week and 57% from the prior four-week average. Japan was the biggest buyer at 110,000, and followed by South Korea at 62,000 and Venezuela at 31,000 tons. Mexico bought 22,000 and El Salvador purchased 21,400 tons. The total would have been higher, you guys guessed it, but a John Doe country canceled orders for 141,900 tons. Sales for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year were reported at 873,400 tons. So there you go. All right, let's see here. Wheat sales came in at 492,700 metric tons. That's up 45% from the previous week and 63% from the prior four-week average. The Philippines bought 116,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat. Mexico, 110,000. Vietnam purchased 85,000. Colombia took 38,400 tons. And Panama got 38,000 tons. Exports for the week totaled 470,200 tons. That's actually down 6% week to week. Weather in our farm belt. Thunderstorms are possible in parts of southern Kansas. I seen Lacey's got a chance of basically from Roger Mills north to Woodward County and up in Beaver County, 40% chance of thunderstorms there this afternoon. Interesting. So, but they're possible in South Kansas and western Missouri tonight into tomorrow morning. Lightning is the biggest of the threat associated with that, and if we do get some storms, gentlemen, keep your eye out, because that last storm that come through there, what, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, it started a lot of fires with lightning. So keep your eyes open if we get some storms. Also, hot weather is expected in parts of western and central Missouri. Heat indexes up over 100 degrees, and they got high heat indexes for Wisconsin coming up for the next several days, including Iowa. And we all know what's going on out here. It's just going to be hot, hot, and hot today, tomorrow, and tomorrow evening. Seeing warnings out for a heat index of 108 early this afternoon or evening. So be careful out there, buddy. Okay, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour all hour long. We'll have more on the Wheeler General Store coming up. And I got the Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market Update coming up for you here real shortly. So let's go ahead and take a break. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate, and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Money may not buy happiness, but it can buy a bag of cotton candy, a burger, and a rodeo ticket, and the chance to see some pretty darn good bull riding, barrel racing, and the other rodeo events as well. Hi, everybody. Wayne Brooks inviting you to the Rodeo of Champions in Elk City, August 30th, 31st, and September 1st to watch the best rodeo action around. Brought to you by Barber Dyson Ford. Get your tickets online at ElkCityRodeo.com. It's the Elk City Rodeo, August 30th, 31st, and September 1st. See you there.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August the 16th. 1,957 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 433 brought 317.50. 5 at 464 brought 338. 7 at 484 brought 310. 4 at 565 brought 265. 9 at 637 brought 258. 15 at 809 brought 244. 16 head of heifers at 408 brought 298. 5 at 473 brought 260. 4 at 8 at 629 brought 250, 9 at 643 brought 241, 20 at 689 brought 243, 8 at 739 brought 230, butcher cows were 22 to 162, butcher bulls brought 120 to 179.50, bred cows were 1400 to 2900, pairs were 1685 to 3350, Elk City Livestock, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. McLean, Texas, it's 103. Heat index 99, humidity 16%. All right. Dew points 48%. The winds are out of the southwest at 18 miles an hour with wind gust up to 23. And peak wind gust today, 24 miles an hour. 96/100ths of an inch so far this month in McLean. And 8-inch soil temperature, 87 degrees. I guess this, that humidity seems extremely low. Anyway, see what happens. All right, here is your Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. Wherever it went, where did it go? Well, I'm gonna open it up here. There we go. I'm good. All right, let's see what prices are right now. September corn 369 down 2, December 391 down 1 3/4, and got a pop-up. There we go. Soybean for September 950 up 9.5. November's 972 up 10.5. Soybean meal, September 306 down 40. October's 301.90 down 30. And soybean oil for September, 41.42, up 98. And October, 40.68, up 1.14. Hard red winter wheat is down today. September, 5.20, down 9. And December, 5.35, down 9.5. And we got cotton for July of 2025, 73.97. And oil out of West Texas, October 74.95, up $1.94. Natural gas is down, still above $2 though. It's at September's 202. Looks like the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow are all operating in the green today. And then we have live cattle. October 175.87, down 02. In December 175.52, unchanged. Feeder cattle for September, 238.50, up 30. October, 234.65, up 40. Lean hogs, October, 80.52, up 90. Well, I delivered me some maters this morning to the local barbershop, and Jimmy Rhodes is so in trouble. The ex-cotton, or the ex-cattle king, present cotton king now. I met his ag teacher. That's a bad combination, me meeting his ag teacher. Anyway, so I'm just going to tell you, it's not going to be pretty for the next month. I'm going to slowly get these little stories coming out on him. He actually said that they were a bunch of good kids, which is great. But anyway, that don't mean what I'm thinking. So anyway, it was nice to meet him this morning. And anyway, we had a good conversation and had another conversation with another gentleman there, listens to the show at the barbershop. And anyway, pretty interesting. So it'll be fun. Oh, I said I was going to bring up the drought monitor, and I did. Oklahoma and Kansas and North Texas and the Texas Panhandle, except the very northwestern part of the Texas Panhandle, it doesn't look good. I mean, we're not in a D3 or 4, but there's a lot more D2 showing up, mainly central Oklahoma, or like around Oklahoma City or maybe east of there, just a little bit. But all southwestern Oklahoma, including Beckham, Roger Mills, and looks like part of Custer a little bit, and then all Jackson, Greer down in that area, we're all in a D2. The rest of western Oklahoma, except for around Woodward and Buffalo, we're in a D1, and then just a little bit of very northwestern Oklahoma is in a D0 drought color. And it just amazes me, the Oklahoma Panhandle, which is great for them. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy for them. There is no drought going on at all in the Oklahoma Panhandle, which is a very rare deal. And nobody has ever texted in if they've been to Optimum Lake and been sailing or fishing for some bass or crappie and all that brush. Has that water, or did that water ever make it actually up to the base of the dam? I don't know if you can even get in there and see if that is, but I know somebody's nosy enough to sneak in there and check it out. So we'll see what's going on. All right, let's see what's happening. I've been wanting to do this all week, but if you guys haven't subscribed to the OSU Cow-Calf Corner, you need to. It's pretty easy to do. So all you got to do is just Google OSU Cow-Calf Corner, and there'll be a link in there to Dr. Peel or Dr. Beck that you can ask to put you on the email list. But anyway, this one, I've seen it come out in the NCBA deal today, but Dr. Mark Z. Johnson, our beef cattle breeding specialist up there, he put this out. And I'm sure you guys probably already read it to check your emails or stuff, but there's a lot of people who don't check their emails or read them and stuff. Birdshot or shotgun shell pellets have been found and reported in the beef supply since the first national beef quality audit in the early 1900s, or 1990s, not 1900s. And the incidence of the foreign material in the beef we produce is not subsiding. In fact, the opposite may be true. According to the 2 National Beef Quality Audit, birdshot is a problem, with 100% of the packing plants reporting buckshot or birdshot in beef from market cows and bulls. There are roughly 28 categories of items that have that are documented each year as foreign material in beef carcasses. Most of the items are found once to 15 times on an annual basis and consist of large and easily identifiable objects. Birdshot, however, is found 105 times a year and well over 2 times the rate of any other foreign object. For context, if a ground beef processor makes 5 million ground beef patties each day, a rate of 1% would lead to 50,000 patties of wasted beef. A defect rate of 0.1% is 5,000 patties. A single instance of birdshot found in the processing lines could cost $10,000 in lost product and downtime. Why so much? If a pellet makes it through the grinder, one pellet may have been sheared into numerous pieces that are barely detectable. Bottom line, hunters are not causing this problem. There are some out there handling their cattle with shotguns, and that's hard for me to, that's just hard for me to swallow. And this is not only for poor animal handling, but also inhumane. Buckshot will not bounce off cattle and somehow go away. No matter how stupid or waspy cows and bulls might act, they should not be shot at, whether intentionally or by accident. We need everyone on board to get this message out in producer meetings, educational programming, and word of mouth. If we focus on promoting the right way mentality of beef quality assurance, we can make a difference. Ultimately, birdshot, needles, darts, and other foreign objects in beef are a food safety issue. Any abuse of animals is not accepted, and shotguns are not a cattle handling tool. This needs to stop. Yeah, it does need to stop. I don't care how mean the bull is or whatever, but if, anyway, that's just, it's hard to chew, is all I can tell you. Hobart had a really good sale Wednesday, and I had a guest on yesterday, so I didn't have time to do the Hobart Stockyards report yesterday. So they was pears bringing $3,850 at Hobart Wednesday. How about that? And there was a TikTok on it. Let's see, who did that? Sent that to me. Pee-wee did. A friend of mine. Anyway, there was a TikTok on it. That's really good. Two pears in there. On that TikTok brought $38.50. So let's check out some prices from them. Some steers weighing 4 to 5 was bringing up to $297. Up to 4 to 5 weights was bringing up to $275. Up to, or five to six weights, I'm sorry, 6 to 7 weights were bringing $247.50. 7 to 8 weights up to $230. And then we get down here to some heifers, some 4 to 5 weights were bringing up to 280. Average was 273, which is pretty good, I think. And 5 to 6 weights were bringing up to 252. Man, come back here. 6 to 7 weights were bringing up to 230. And 7 to 8 weights were bringing up to 217. And butcher cows, I'm guessing right here, looks like they were bringing up, up to $170. Yeah, that's what it says, up to 170. And then cows, pears, looks like these pears here was $14.97, but that average, they had some cows probably didn't bring as much as those, so that's why that average is down. Bulls were bringing up to $180, and there you have it. Some heifers in there were bringing up to, what did I say here? Well, anyway. There wasn't nothing on that line. It was zeroed out. Sorry. Anyway, $38.50 for some pears. They were some pretty nice ones. All right. Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. They are at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. For those who haven't been there, it's on the east side of 152 as you're coming in from the Oklahoma side. They look forward to serving you. So let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, I want to talk about that poor ranching family, husband and wife, up there in South Dakota. And I know you guys heard about it and read about it, but I want to talk about it in case some people haven't heard about it. Does that make sense? We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Fall is the perfect excuse to update my wardrobe. So I went to Kohl's and fell in love with dressing up all over again, and all for less. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on polished pieces for me and my husband, like dresses, button-downs, and shoes. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. Don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end August 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than innovative technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Come on down to Galleria Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Outlet of Elk City. This month, we have 15% off of all recliners, which we have over 120 to choose from. Free Flex heads-up base with purchase of any spring air mattress. All four colors of the Spartacus six-piece sectional was $32.99, now $24.99. Tons of inventory reduction markdowns all over the store, located right next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Hey, any of you guys see that sale in, which page is it? Yeah, page 21 in the Penny News. That farm machinery consignment sale going on tomorrow down by Cordell at 9:30. Live and online bidding sale. If anybody's going, let me know. I see an item on there that I might want to bid on. And I'm going to be busy cooking tomorrow, so I don't know if I'll have time to watch it live. I want to pay attention to what I'm doing. So anyway, there's an item on there I might be interested in down there going at Cordell. Like I said, it's on page 21 in the Penny News if you haven't seen it yet. Anyway, you wives out there listening, make sure you tell your husband there's an auction going on tomorrow in case you need to go to town and get shopping done or your hair done or something going on there if you want to get rid of them for a little bit. Here's your chance. So anyway, all right, let's check out some ag weather. And let's go to Slap Out, or Beaver, I mean. Sorry, I want to go to Beaver. I hadn't been to Beaver in a while. Anyway, somebody did text in that they're, let's see what they say. Looking for, my mom grew up 18 miles from Optimum Lake. I'll have to ask her. So anyway, going there. Grandpa wants it to mix it with it. Anyway, okie doke, let's check out that weather. I lost it. There we go. Beaver, it's 84 degrees. Feels like 86. Your heat risk is low. Dew point 65. Humidity is 53. The winds are out of the east southeast at 9 miles an hour. 3 day, 4 inch bare soil temperature. 87 degrees. Sunset at 8:23. 10% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. 100 for a high. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, 10%, 72 for a low, and tomorrow. The winds will be out of the southwest, 14 to 16, with wind gusts up over 20, and be 104. It's going to be like a heat wave out there. Okay, let's get over here to where, yeah. Furious ranchers across America unite behind terrified South Dakota couple facing jail after armed feds stormed their land. And you know, there's always this deal about there's got to be more to this story. Surely they wouldn't do it. But, you know, I was talking to a gentleman this morning on the phone, and this is a sad deal. This has happened. And, you know, everybody makes fun of people and their conspiracy theories. And then the feds come in here and do something like this, and it makes those conspiracy theories sound true. So, ranchers are furious after an armed federal agent stormed the land of a South Dakota couple who are now facing 10 years in prison over a fence if convicted as charged. Charles and Heather Maud, both 39, of Caputa, I think that's how you say that, Caputa, were separately served grand jury indictments of alleged theft of government property on June 24th by the Forest Service Special Agent Travis Launders, who showed up at their door unannounced, armed, and full tactical gear. It's stressful financially and mentally, Charles told the outlet, which this story come from the Cowboy State Daily up there in South Dakota. It's something nobody should have to go through. The couples are not allowed to discuss the case with each other as they were served separately. They also have to sink their own legal services and face 10 years in prison or $250,000 fine, which I think is a bunch of BS anyway to start with. They can't, they're not allowed to discuss the case with each other. They're married. The husband probably handled all this. The wife might handled it all up, and one or the other doesn't know what's going on, maybe 100% what's going on. Lunder served them the indictment after the government claimed that the couple put up a fence on federal grassland. There's been ongoing tension between the Forest Service and area ranchers, which have only heightened since the Maud indictments, according to Rachel Gable, assistant editor of the Fence Post, they told the Daily. And they got, what is it? Looks like about a 4-year-old son looking at this picture and about a 3-year-old daughter. How about that? The Forest Service has long said they want to be good neighbors, and taking shots at easy targets isn't being good neighbors, she said. Many in the area said the case went from 0 to 120 miles an hour in 87 days, and many are left very angry, and I'm actually angry from down here. Their dispute with the Forest Service started on March 29th when they were told to remove a no hunting sign from one on the post that marked off the government's property. The service allegedly got a complaint from a hunter about the sign, which prompted its removal, although the couple claimed to have never seen documentation of the complaint. A little over a month later, the couple met with Forest Service Director Ranger Julie Wheeler, where it was decided the land needed surveyed and to determine property boundaries. 5 days later, Lunder showed up at the couple's property with a survey crew without informing them prior. Wheeler has told the couple it could take up to a year before their land was surveyed. Then on June 24th, 87 days since the first dispute, Lunder showed up again with the indictments. The couple's troubles have even made their way to Congress Natural Resources Committee after Senator Mike Rounds wrote a letter to U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. The action represents a direct conflict to an agreed-upon plan wherein the landowners were working cooperatively with the United States Forest Service to resolve the issues, he told his fellow politician, according to the Western Livestock Journal. The Maud family has had a lease agreement with the Forest Service for over 60 years. When the fence placement was acknowledged each time, according to Rounds, the fence was reportedly built in the 1950s, which predates their permit agreement. The criminal indictment appears unnecessarily and conflicts with the USDA's state good neighbor practices. He said the Forest Service's actions are an overzealous prosecution of a ranching family in my state. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council also issued a statement saying the Forest Service and the U.S. Attorney's Office has maliciously targeted and prosecuted these family ranchers, and it's clear that this is going to happen. This can happen in South Dakota. Government outreach can happen anywhere. The case is a prime example of what can happen when federal agencies view ranchers as enemies, according to PLC President Mark Ruber. I urge the U.S. Forest Service to rethink their plan to slap handcuffs on those hardworking ranchers and instead pursue a different kind of way to make a resolution for the kind of issues. The Charles family has been ranching since 1907 when Thomas Maud purchased the land, according to the family website. Charles purchased some of the land in 2002 at the age of 17, and a year later when his grandfather died, he purchased the rest with the help of his parents. The Maud family has owned the U.S. Forest Service allotment in question since the Forest Service came into existence and has managed the same land since 1913. There's been a GoFundMe account set up for these people for separate legal fees. This is crazy. So, all you conspiracy theorists out there, guess what? It can happen. And I mean, these people aren't 40 years old. They're young, got young kids, and this jackleg shows up in full tactical gear. And I'm all about law enforcement, don't get me wrong. But what happened to the happy rangers you met at the U.S. Forest Service? So anyway, it's a shame this happened, and maybe next week or a week from now, I'll find out some more about it. Maybe have somebody come on and talk about it from up there and get the 100% real details. So anyway, pizza. If you like pizza, you got to try the Meat Lovers Pizza at 66 to go. They even have the gluten-free crust if that's your jam. If not, they got the regular as well. And I'm going to tell you from experience, their gluten-free crust is good. It's the only thing my wife brings home to me besides their cheeseburger, she allots me one of those a month, maybe. If she buys me, I'll go buy any time I want. Anyway, get a single double cheeseburger on it, or a mushroom Swiss burger with crispy fries and a cold drink with the best shaved ice in town. That's worth the trip out there, because I know everybody likes shaved ice. Their ice cream features rich and creamy custard ice cream, available in various flavors. Why is custard ice cream different? Because it is. You got to try it. Bring the whole or the whole ball team on the way to the game or on the way home. 66 to Go is open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drive through and dine in. 66 to Go have both dine in and drive through. If you are in a hurry at lunch, drive through. But if have plenty of time, just come on in and relax. It's at the west side of Elk City on old Route 66, just west of Hutch's west side. 66 to Go, good burgers, good pizza, and custard ice cream. Order to go at 66togo.us. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. I'll be back to finish up the show.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. It is time for fall cover crop seed. This is a critical step in the growing process. Remember, keep it covered. Stop by SEI Agritech to get all your fall cover crop seed. In addition to that, we are now contracting winter cattle kids, another very important part of livestock management. Come see me. Let's get all your fall seed and your winter feed contracts done. All here at SEI Agritech in Elk City, located on South Randall.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, the cattle on feed report ought to be out here in what? An hour and 12 minutes, comes out at 2 o'clock. So I guess that'll be something to be looking forward to. Let's check out your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Let's go with Altus, Oklahoma. Currently it's 102, feels like 103. Heat risk is moderate, dew point 60, humidity is 26. The winds are out south, southwest at 8 miles an hour, wind gust at 16. Let's see here, three-day, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 91 degrees, sunset at 8:16, 110 for a high today. You're well on your way to get there with southwest to south winds, 10 to 13. Tonight, 76, clear. Tomorrow, 106 with south winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour with wind gust up to 20. Just doesn't sound very good, does it? Anyway, Dr. Glenn Tosner, somewhere in there, a livestock marketing economist at K-State University, says cattle feedlots may have tough times ahead. He told the Radio Oklahoma Network that his most recent feedlot study doesn't look healthy for the beef cattle industry from this fall into early next year. He warned of red ink for the feedlot business beginning in September and continuing through next spring. The returns are projected to be negative, he says. The main reason is, yes, fed cattle prices are expected to go up, but nowhere near the rate that the incoming feeder cattle prices have gone up. He says the main profit drivers for feedlots are what they pay for cattle coming in, how much it costs to feed them, and what they bring at sale time. If they pay more at the incoming cattle, on the incoming cattle, then they make on the sale day, margins get squeezed, which he predicts for September through March. And that's coming from him, from K-State University. So anyway, the July Consumer Index was recently released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics over the last several months. The all-fresh retail price beef has remained in the upper $7 per pound range and finally reached above the $8 per pound mark in July to $8.15 per pound, a record. That's a record. Ground beef was $5.50 per pound in July, and a record also, and 8% higher than last year. Prices for chucks and roasts have both reached record levels in July. The chuck was up about 7% in July to $7.78 per pound, while roasts were almost up 8% to $7.12 per pound. The round was $8.06 per pound in July, an increase of 5% from a year ago. Sirloin steaks increased 2% to a record price of $11.73 per pound in July. The July retail pork price was $4.92 a pound, an increase of 4.6% from last year. Looking closer at a reported retail pork prices in July, bacon was $6.88 a pound, an increase of 10% from last year. The retail price for pork chops continue to hold steady in the mid $4 per pound range, a trend that has been in place for several months. Ham prices have seen some strength recently, with prices in the mid to upper $4 per pound range. The retail chicken price, $2.42 a pound in July, a decrease of 3.6% from last year. Over the last year, the retail chicken price has ranged from $2.40 to $2.50 a pound. Leg prices, bone-in, was $1.79 a pound, down 11.8% from a year ago, and breast prices fell 4.7% to $3.95 per pound in July. The whole bird retail price was $1.99 per pound in July, and that was up 5.1% from last year and only slightly below the regular price of $2.01 per pound set 2 months ago in May. How about that? I can help you guys out on this beef price. It's really simple. Get you a freezer, call your local favorite producer, and buy you a quarter, half, or a whole beef. Well below that price that they're reading there. and you can get them cut however you want. And also, you get to taste some of the best beef in the country. Pretty simple. We got all kinds of producers selling beef around here. So, I'm telling you, I know it's a lot at first to buy one, but think of the money you save down the road overall. Pretty simple, simple math. Jerry Nine, I just read his report in the Penny News that he puts in there, his commentary. Recession fears felt by markets. We have a lot going on in the United States right now, he says. With the big fear of recession, a lot of the markets have taken a hit. With a lot of chaos going on in the political world. I'm very concerned about our next election in November. I am never against those who want to make better lives for themselves and their families. But when 11 million undocumented immigrants have been allowed to enter the United States in the past 3 years, we do not have a clue who all has entered the U.S. And it's true. We have idiots who have said we won't prosecute you if you steal under $1,000 at a time. What kind of idiot uses that logic? What business can stand that kind of loss? If you tell a thief you can steal $950 every day and nothing will happen, that person can steal $346,750 a year. Wake up, America, or suffer the consequences, not only for you, but the kids and grandkids too. These are very serious times. The further we get away from In God We Trust, the more America will struggle and perhaps not survive. Cattle markets have taken a big hit. The prices are still better than most of us thought they would ever reach. And I said that to somebody this morning. Talking about the market's been down the last couple weeks, but it's still good. I think it's still better than what it was last fall. I'll have to check my notes on that one. I meant to do that during the deal. So what do you guys think? Is nobody going to that sale at Cordell tomorrow? Come on. Somebody's got to be going to that sale. Anyway, she still remembers the lake being full, but she doesn't remember if it was all the way up to the dam. Back then, she thought of it as a normal. There we go. Normal lake. I'm going to buy cattle in Texas when I come back to Oklahoma. Do I have to stop at the DOT checkpoint? I have no clue. I really don't. Stay off I-40 and not worry about it. That's all I can tell you. I have no clue. You taking a semi? Somebody asked me this question, and I think he's being wormy about this question. So anyway, all right, let's check out. Like I said, that cattle report will be out in at 2 o'clock. Okay. I'm sure you guys have read this and somebody is saying that, but they're saying Harris, Vice President Harris, is blaming big companies from as price gouging and raising grocery store prices unfairly. This idea is popular with swing voters and supported by progressive groups who believe that corporate greed is making groceries more expensive. No, it's not. I think what Vice President Harris needs to do, and even former President Trump, I think they need to come out one full day from daylight to daybreak and go through a state, whether it's Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Iowa, they need to come through a state and go together. They don't have to ride together, but go at the same time and go by and talk to corn farmers, soybean farmers, ranchers, vegetable farmers. I don't know. They need to go by there and talk to them and actually stop at a local FSA office and talk to them and see what they're doing. They'll find out that, you know, like Vice President Harris made this comment about this, and this is not a Democrat, Republican deal with me. I'm just telling you about this comment. That's why I'm saying both of them need to go out there and see how farmers' input costs have skyrocketed since the 1970s, and our markets have not. Whether it's cotton, wheat, cattle. Yes, cattle prices are really good right now, but they'll be good for a couple of years. But what about those 5 years that they were really crappy? It doesn't even out. They'll do good this year. But anyway, I think they need to go out and visit with these people and find out what's really going on instead of accusing somebody of price gouging, because they're not. And what about trucking? Trucking $6-$7 a mile, maybe more right now. Trucking eating up product. You can go buy a really good load of hay up by Enid, and it costs you more than the hay to get it home. So anyway, my thoughts. You guys have a wonderful weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.